hour. Now, do you remember the slow worm issues that there were in a field in Bath, in a green space in Oddsdown, owned by the local council, which is due to have 37 new homes built on it? There was anger over the alleged destruction of slow worms on the site last month, at the same time as Bath and North East Somerset Council declaring an ecological emergency. Well, now residents have written a letter to the leader of the council urging her to halt development there. Danny Groves is one of those who signed the letter. Morning, Danny.
Morning, Emma.
So quick recap first for people who don't know the story. Twofer Fields is due to be developed by the council's own company. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. They're aiming to build 37 dwellings on what is a site of scientific nature importance, according to the council itself.
So tell us about this letter that's been written.
Well, nearly 80 residents signed onto this letter within a very short period of around sort of 24 hours. And it gives you an idea of the level of discontent from local people about this development, as well as the slaughter of the slow worms. And in the letter, we asked, as you say, the leader of the council to pause for reflection and review, because to residents, it makes no sense for a council to declare a site like this as having scientific nature conservation interest, then declare an ecological emergency for Bath, but to conveniently put all of those things to one side and allow itself to vote for this important piece of land to be destroyed for houses.
Have you had a response?
Unfortunately, nothing official, and that is worrying, concerning and angering residents even more. We have had responses to other correspondents from individual councillors involved in the Baines climate emergency proposal and from the planning department itself, telling us of their regret that this land is on the council's development plan. But we'd rather people didn't have regrets. We'd rather people did something positive for the local environment, because destroying ecology is essentially destroying ourselves.
It's extremely rare for councils to revoke planning consent. So do you feel you have many options?
It might be rare. There is precedence, but it's also rare for a council to destroy a piece of land that it's declared as scientifically important just weeks after it's declared an ecological and climate emergency for the region. So what's important is they are master and mistress of their destiny here. They own the land. They can revoke it, and they should do the right thing. We don't want to pursue other avenues. We'd rather solve this now.
One of those other avenues, I suppose, would be ultimately something like a judicial review. Are you prepared to go down that long and expensive process?
We'd rather not, but it's something that we're considering as a residents group, yes.
And what about the slow worms? I mean, they are, you know, part of this, but are you any wiser as to what happened there? Because I know it went to the police, didn't it?
It did. The answer is not really. The police, we've spoken to the police this week. They've been very good in communicating with residents. Their hands appear to be tied on this aspect, because it will be difficult for them to prove deliberate slaughter of the slow worms. But residents have never said that this was deliberate. Stupid, maybe. Clumsy and incompetent, probably. But due to COVID, many residents were in their houses working the day that this tractor pitched up and indiscriminately threshed the perimeter of the field. We all saw what was happening. So it's very frustrating. Perhaps we need laws that are a bit more robust. But lack of intent shouldn't be a defence when it comes to wildlife crime.
Danny, thank you for the update. Danny Groves there, local resident. We did ask Bath and North East Somerset Council for an update from them regarding the investigation into what happened with the slow worms, and indeed if Councillor Romero, the leader of the council, had a response to the letter signed by all of the residents. Councillor Dina Romero said, "We take concerns raised with us about harm to wildlife extremely seriously. We are aware that a complaint was made to the police in relation to this site and have now been informed by them that their investigation has concluded and they will not be proceeding with the case. The police have informed complainants of the decision. We are currently determining our own findings on this matter and will announce those shortly." So I understand, as Danny inferred there, that the police have said they don't have actual evidence that what happened to the slow worms was deliberate. And as Danny said, no one ever really said it was, but probably just, you know, unintentional, by accident, misunderstanding. We'll wait to see what happens when the council conclude the findings of their matter. But obviously what we haven't got is a response to the letter that's been sent by the residents. So we'll watch this space. 7:43.